Hello and welcome to the Clear Clutter Find Time podcast. I'm Bridget Johns, organization expert and time optimizer at Be Simply Free. I adore supporting busy women to save time and money and reduce their mental load by decluttering their homes, phones, calendars, and minds so they can spend more time collecting moments, not things. Each week, I'll share simple yet practical tips to help you and your family get organized because mums aren't maids and family members need to be part of the team to run a household too. If you're ready to go from overwhelmed to organized, let's get started with today's episode. Welcome to episode 22 of the podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing 6 tips for simplifying your packing. And as I start each episode, I'm going to be sharing something that's bringing joy to my life and something that is simplifying my life. Many things that are bringing joy to my life in term one is getting out and collecting some moments. During term one, we have actually got away a lot and we are staying closer to home during our current school holidays. We've been over to Tasmania for the Motherland Conference with Mr. Farmer and I. The family and I have been on an Elvis-themed cruise out of Brisbane up to Airlie Beach. If you've seen that on the socials, I actually became a hairdresser for a day and dyed Mr. Farmer's hair black, including eyebrows and some chest hair, so he could be looking like Elvis on the cruise. And we were also able to get over to the Barossa for a day in the green and away for one of our friends' 40th as well. So there's definitely been a lot of joy generated from collecting moments. But it also ties in with the way I'm simplifying my life. Saying yes to extra moments this year has meant I've had to say no to some other things. There's only so much time in a day that we all have 1,440 minutes in a day. And I talk about finding 1% of your day, 14.4 minutes. But I've been packing a lot into my days, which mean I've had to say no to some of those things. And one of the things that I have said no to is the podcast, and hence the 2-week break we've had and another break earlier on in the term. To be real, I've been prioritizing the income generating activities of my business. And while I enjoy and love sharing these free tips on the podcast, I've been working behind the scenes to confirm 3 new workshops happening later on the year while I'll be getting out and about into regional SA to deliver some information in person and working with my one-on-one clients. So there's been less social media posts and podcast episodes over the last couple of weeks. And when we only have so much time in our day, sometimes we have to say no to say yes to some things in different seasons of our life. All right, let's get into today's episode. I could talk for days around packing and traveling. We've actually been away 10 times already this year, so there's been lots of packing and unpacking. But today I'm going to be sharing 6 tips to simplify packing for you. Number one is for people that are traveling on aeroplanes is to split your family or couple's stuff across all their suitcases. This is important in case a suitcase gets lost. We're hearing more and more luggage being delayed or lost, and a way to get around that is if unfortunately one of your pieces of luggage in your family's trip is lost, if you've split all your clothes across everyone's suitcases, if one is lost, we haven't lost everyone's clothes. We intentionally did this for our cruise holiday. We had booked an early flight in the morning and the cruise would have been departing at 4 o'clock with or without our lost baggage. So we intentionally made sure across the 3 suitcases we took that there was stuff for the whole family across all of those. And adding to that tip is to make sure if you have the option of carry-on luggage, to make sure there's at least a change of clothes and maybe PJs for everyone in some carry-on luggage. I was blown away and followed eagerly as Lise from Lise and Sarah traveled through Europe with her family of 4 with only 7 kilograms of carry-on luggage. I will share the link to her socials, and I think still in her stories highlights, you can see everything she packed and the way that she was able to travel, I think for at least 3 or 4 weeks, if not more, with only 7 kilograms of luggage per person. My tip number 2 is to unpack if possible. I am a lover of hanging up clothes in wardrobes, as you're all aware when I share my wardrobe tips, and I do this while we're on holidays as well. When we're on the cruise, the first thing we did once we'd settled in was take some time to unpack everyone's clothes, hang everyone's clothes in sections in the wardrobe, and fold up their PJs and things that didn't fit on hangers in some of the shelving there. That just makes it easier while you're away on holiday to find what you're looking for and to make sure you're using the clothes you've brought with you. Talking about unpacking, there's some extra tips and tools you can bring with you to make that process easier. Particularly when you're on a cruise holiday, you can have some magnetic hooks, because if you didn't know, all the walls in a cruise ship are metal. So magnetic hooks or clips and some suction caps can be a handy way to be able to store things vertically. We use that for our hats. So when we came into our cruise room, we had some little hooks where everyone put their hats, and also some hooks for our lanyards, which is a really important part of cruising. That's your credit card and entry card. And when we got back to the room, we hung them there, and then we could easily find them when we wanted to leave the room. Other things we pack with us are a peg octopus, so one of those things that folds out and you've got all your pegs, and a washing line so we can do some washing while we're away. Tip number three is one a lot of people don't do, and I need to take some of my own advice for my next cruise, is to reduce the number of clothes that you pack. Take the time to make the decisions of the outfits you're wanting to wear at home, so you're not having to do that thinking on holidays. It's really important in your everyday life, and particularly on holidays, to choose clothes and outfits and items that really mix and match and have colors that complement each other. This is what I do in my day-to-day life. If you go back and listen to the wardrobe episodes, you'll know that I have done my color styling and understand the best colors for me. So I'm a soft muted summer, and my best colors are the creams, the blues, the pinks, and the greens. And they are the things that I took away on holiday with me. Those colors really complement each other and mix and match. So I could have lots of different outfit combinations without taking too many extra clothes. And another way to reduce the amount of clothes you bring is, where possible, choose accommodation or options that have washing facilities. If we're choosing a caravan park, there's always a laundromat there. If we're choosing a Airbnb, we aim to have one that has a laundry in there. So if we're away for more than 4 days, we've got an option of washing while we're away. You're going to have to do that washing at some stage, so maybe just pop it in the washing machine and dryer while you're away, and you might be able to have less jobs to unpack when you get home. And another tool that's handy if you are doing washing and even dirty clothes is having a fold out washing basket. I took ours from the caravan away on the cruise we recently went on, so we could put all our dirty clothes straight in there to simplify finding clothes that needed to go in the washing machine. Tip number four is an unusual one and not for everyone. For the people that do travel a lot or have caravans or places that they visit really often, maybe consider having half-packed suitcases. This is something I was sharing with one of my one-on-one clients who travels very regularly, and I encouraged her, for some of the duplicate things or excess stuff she has around her home, considering have them half-packed in her suitcase. For example, having extra toiletries that already live in the suitcase. If there's a large amount of underwear and pajamas, have a set already in the suitcase so it's ready to go and there's less packing you need to do when you get home. We do something similar to this with our caravan. We keep socks and underwear and pajamas for our kids and us in the caravan. So we're only bringing the everyday clothes into the caravan and the food that we need to eat. We also keep a well-stocked pantry in the caravan along with all our cleaning supplies. I am from Adelaide, and when we travel to the city from the farm, I have a drawer and some shelves in my parents' house where we stay. So again, we can have pajamas and underwear and some home clothes ready to wear when we're there, and we only need to pack our going out clothes when we travel. Stop, focus, notice, and see if that is an option for you in some different scenarios you have. Tip number five is to actually reflect on what you have used after a holiday. I have developed a free packing guide for you that can help you to simplify what you are packing. But a key feature of that packing guide is to do a stop, focus, notice reflection at the end to see if you wore it, if you didn't wear it, or if you're missing something and wanting to pack it for future. I will add a link in the show notes if you're watching this live, and it may be gone if you're watching it at a super later date, but click through to see if it's available. But you'll be able to see that my packing guide is a Google Sheet. If you're not familiar, if you have a Gmail account, you already have a free Google Drive account, and you'll be able to access this packing guide that's color coordinated. If you don't use Google Drives, you can download it as an Excel sheet, but I just don't think the colors will come through on that version. But in this packing guide, it's going to give you a guide if this is something you're wanting to pack into your carry-on luggage, if it's travel clothes, things you're going to be wearing, or things that you're wanting to pack into your luggage. You'll be able to list all the items, who the item is for, and then there's a final column about a post-trip review. That will let you tick and choose if you used it and it will come up green, if you didn't use it and it will come up red, and the other option is you didn't take but you need it next time. This is a great way to reflect and see if you're an overpacker, what are the common things that you are overpacking, and maybe next time you can not pack it and have a lower luggage fee if you're traveling by plane trip. This packing guide will give you an example of the things we took on our cruise. It gives you a common items list that you might be able to build your own packing guide, because there is not one packing guide that suits everyone. And it also has the option that you can copy the sheets and maybe make a camping travel guide for you, an overnight travel guide for you, a cruise holiday travel guide, or all the different things that will help reduce your mental load the next time you go on holidays. And the thing I love about the Google Drive is you can look at it from your phone or your computer, because I am a fan of not having extra paper clutter. So they are my 5 tips for simplifying your packing. I hope they have been helpful. And as I said, the podcast is a passion project, and I would love to have more people listening, and you can help me by sharing a screenshot of this podcast on your social media feed. Maybe show a picture of what you're doing while you're listening to this podcast and your stories, and tag me, be.simplyfree, on Instagram. If these type of free tips are being helpful for you and you're wanting to go deeper into decluttering your home, calendar, and mind, and really getting the whole family on board so you're finding more time by having their help to do all these things, don't forget, I work with clients privately, one-on-one via Zoom from anywhere in the world. I particularly love working with the rural clients. And I also have a lower cost option of a group program called Be Simply Free. And over 4 weeks, I give you the basics of starting to declutter your life. If that's something you'd like to look at more, follow the links in the show notes to find out the ways that we can work together. So I will see you next week. We have 5 guest experts confirmed and ready to roll. So looking forward to getting organized myself, prioritizing getting this podcast into your ears every Thursday morning. So don't forget, a year from now, you'll be so grateful you spent 1% of your day decluttering right now. See you next week.